Two of Stamford's boards pushed forward an application for state funding for construction of a new school last night. The Board of Finance approved 4-2 to authorize bonding of up to $55 million in 2015 to meet a state application deadline. Another $25 million would be bonded for the city's other capital projects for up to a total of $80 million, $50 million over the city's safe debt limit. But managers say that's a worst-case scenario. Instead, the city's betting the state will approve a grant for a pre-K through 5 interdistrict magnet school and cover 80% of the construction costs. Board of Finance member Mary Lou Rinaldi said she supports that scenario.
I'm certainly in support of that, but I don't want to create an expectation that if one fails, the next option is automatic or, you know, even viable at this point.
That next option would be a state grant for an intra-district school or one that doesn't accept students from outside Stamford. Funding for that is only about 30%. Board of Education officials also had misgivings at their meeting. Gary Klein said he was disappointed the application, and thereby the school, is being crafted according to state funding.
I guess I'm concerned that we haven't had a conversation. The dollars are driving the programming and not the other way around.
But the district's space crisis is real. The district says it will be over capacity in just a few years. The city's Board of Representatives will take a final vote on the application and the administration's bonding request this evening.